USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The death count in Europe could rise as floodwaters recede. Over 150 people dead in Germany and Belgium from flooding following heavy rain starting Thursday. One part of Germany getting 2 months' worth of rain in just 24 hours. Officials say as waters recede, more bodies will likely be discovered. Inflation causing concern among Americans. A study out yesterday by the University of Michigan finds consumer sentiment this month at a five-month low. The biggest complaints for consumers, higher prices for homes, cars, and durable goods. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen not alarmed, though. She tells the PBS NewsHour inflation is largely confined to sectors most affected by the pandemic, like travel and items that rely on semiconductors.
Outside of those pandemic-affected sectors, inflation is very moderate and really consistent with inflation rates we think of as normal.
She also says rapid inflation could last several more months. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The U.S. dealing with a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That coming from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday. The Delta variant of the coronavirus spreading among the unvaccinated. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says those who aren't vaccinated take a dire risk.
The bottom line is we are dealing with a formidable variant in the Delta variant and the extreme vulnerability of people who are not vaccinated, which will account for infections, hospitalizations, and ultimately deaths.
Meanwhile, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy blames misinformation about vaccines for low vaccination rates, and he says health misinformation has cost us lives. A mass shooting in Portland, Oregon, at least 8 people hurt last night, at least one with life-threatening injuries. No arrest announced, no word on a motive. Plans underway to get Afghans who help the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Sources tell NBC News about 2,500 Afghans who worked for our government will be allowed to come to the U.S. Others will wait outside the U.S. while their visas get approved. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A program protecting illegal immigrants from deportation ruled unconstitutional. A federal judge yesterday in Texas strikes down DACA, the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals program established by President Obama 9 years ago. It allows some brought here illegally as children to stay and work without risk of deportation. The judge's ruling doesn't affect those already in the program, but no more people can be added. No word on if the Biden administration will appeal. A U.N. court decides to allow employers the right to ban religious headwear. USA's Wendy King reports.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Hollywood Ripper sentenced to death. A California jury handing Michael Gargiulo a death sentence yesterday for killing two women in 2001 and 2005. The 45-year-old also convicted of attempted murder in a case dating back to 2008. The NFL makes an announcement regarding international games. Tim Berg has more.
The NFL says each team will play at least one international game every 8 years. That will start next year, and more places around the globe will be added to the current rotation. The league says that includes holding games in Canada and South America. More European cities will be added as well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.